Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This fall, of course, we're going to be cheering on the Buffalo Bills at the stadium. And I want to see that stadium full. I know the Bills want to see that stadium full. We want to return fans back to the stadium. That's why the county supports returning all fans to the stadium and arena for this fall. So returning fans for the football season that the Bills have, the new hockey season that the Sabres have. There's a way to do this. We know there's a way to do it. We know there's a way to ensure it. That's that all fans and staff are fully vaccinated. That's why I'm announcing now. Our plan is that unless you are vaccinated, you will not have entry to the stadium. It is easy. It is safe. We can then guarantee 70,000 plus people at the stadium enjoying the Bills, cheering them on. I know Josh Allen, Tre'Davious White, the whole team, they want the full stadium. It was loud last year. I can't imagine how loud it'll be next year with 70,000 fans. You can be one of those 70,000 fans by getting vaccinated. It's as simple as that. That's what we want for the stadium and the hockey arena, which are both owned by Erie County. We work with the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres to ensure the safety of all who enter, and there's a way to do it. Get vaccinated. You don't need to get tested. I just put on my phone yesterday the New York State Excelsior Pass app, which allows those to show that they were vaccinated, and you just show it, you get your little QR code, which they then scan, and it determines, yes, this person is safe. This person is not a threat to other individuals. We had a lot of complaints about people saying, why do I got to get tested to go to a football game? Why do I got to get tested to go to a Sabres game? And probably as we move forward with baseball season, why do I got to get tested to get into see a baseball game? Well, you won't if you get vaccinated. Our goal is to have a 100% full house for the Bills and the Sabres starting in the fall, and that's ensuring everybody who enters that facility, the fans, the staff, are fully vaccinated. We're going to ensure from the county staff that's there, and we want to ensure that if you want to go to a Bills game, you can buy a ticket and you can enter by showing that you are vaccinated, just like I have here. And by doing that, we will have a safe environment where no one's going to have to worry. Am I sitting next to a person who's got COVID-19 and can give it to me? Or am I at risk because I tested 3 days ago, but maybe I caught it a day ago? There's a way to prevent it. We know people are not being hospitalized because they have COVID-19 because they've been vaccinated. It's as simple as that. Our goal is to return fans to the stands in the football stadium later this year, as well as for the hockey arena. And the way to do it is to ensure that everybody who has a ticket has an Excelsior pass. You show your phone now when you go and get your tickets. Most people aren't coming in with paper tickets anymore. They're coming in with a QR code that's scanned. You could have another QR code on your phone that's scanned to show this individual, this one here, Mark Poloncarz, is fully vaccinated. That is our plan. Talked it with the Bills. I believe they support it because we want to see all our fans back in the stadium this year. It's our stadium. It's owned by the people of Erie County. Our team plays there, the Buffalo Bills, and we want to ensure it's a full house, but it's a safe house for all. And if you elect not to get vaccinated because of your own personal choice, well, it's your own personal choice. When you buy a ticket to a football game or a hockey game or a baseball game, it's a license to enter the facility. You can be removed at any time for any reason. You don't have to have the right. You often hear that freedom isn't free. Well, I agree. Freedom isn't free. Our men and women have fought for it to protect our lives and to ensure what we have going forward. I want to ensure that when people go to a game, it's a safe environment in the fall. And if 25 or 30% of our population is not vaccinated in the fall, we're not going to be able to have 100% of the people back in the facility. It's as simple as that. But if people are vaccinated, we can get 100% back if everybody's vaccinated. And I hope everyone will. Spots are available. Call us at 858-2929 and we will get you into a location at the KeyBank Center today, because there's still appointments available today. And I think we're there till at least 5 o'clock.
Seven.
So if you're watching this and you haven't been vaccinated, you want to get vaccinated, you want to go to a Bills game later this year, get vaccinated. You'll get your first dose of Moderna vaccine today. You'll get your second dose of Moderna vaccine in 4 weeks. 2 weeks later, you'll be able to fill out the pass. And in the fall, you'll be cheering on Josh Allen at the stadium. With that, we're going to open it up to questions from the media. And we will, I think we started with print media last time, so we will start with television media this time. Actually, we'll go with radio. I don't know if I ever started with radio. So we'll start with radio. Is Mike Baggerman, WBEN.
Mark, I'm honored that you picked radio first this time. This is a big thing going on.
It is a first, I think.
So obviously, with this news today about the requirement of the vaccination, I'm curious, because you're talking about that Excelsior app, that a lot of people have a distrust of it, for whether it's cybersecurity purposes or whether it's just the idea that this is a government app that they want. Do people have to have that app in order to get into Bill Stadium, or are there other ways that they can show that they've been vaccinated in order to get in?
Our goal is to use them through the app. And for those who wonder if government knows whether I've been vaccinated, government knows. The app is tying into our system. We know if you've been vaccinated. We know if you haven't been vaccinated. That's the beauty of the system today, is it allows the sharing of information among healthcare providers, so our Department of Health can know it. The hospitals can know it. So for those who are like, oh, I don't want government or other people to know whether I've been vaccinated, if you're using healthcare in New York State, the healthcare providers have a right and access to get your information. So for those who are like, oh, I don't want to do it because government will know I've been vaccinated. If you've been vaccinated, we already know. We can already know it. This will ensure that it's a safe environment so that people can come. Our goal is to use the Excelsior app because we know that is this app that works. It is safe, and it is utilizing the system that already exists through the New York State Department of Health. And when we enter information, when somebody gets vaccinated, or for that matter, when they just schedule an appointment, that information automatically goes to the New York State Department of Health. And when they get a vaccine dose, that goes automatically to the New York State Department of Health. And then it goes into the central system that we can access later. So for those who are thinking, oh, I don't want anybody knowing whether I got vaccinated or not, healthcare providers can know through the system that exists. It's called the NYSIS system, and we are part of it. And we can look up. Do we do that? No, it is not something we do. We do not look into people's vaccine status. But we could, if somebody came to us and said, hey, I need to check on my vaccine status. That's like we said, if you lose your green card, your white card, you can come talk to us in Erie County and we can give you a new card, because we can access the system to determine whether or not you were vaccinated. So I just want to put that out there for those who think we don't have access to the system. We actually do, and all healthcare providers do. And I think it's important that the public understands that. And we want people back in the stadium. It's as simple as that. We want people in the hockey arena. I want to get back to normal as quick as possible. And the best way to do that is to vaccinate everyone. WBFO Radio, is anybody on?
Hi, Mark. Andy Young here. Just wanted to know when exactly this plan for the stadiums will go into effect. Will that begin before the Bills preseason? Could that involve the Bisons in any way? And also, would it have any religious or medical exemptions?
At this point, we are planning on trying to implement this before the preseason, which, of course, is either late July or August. I'm not exactly certain what the schedule is off the top of my head. I know it has been out there, and with the additional game that was added. Our goal is to ensure that everyone is in there, so 100%, so there would be, my goal, no exemptions. I know some people are like, well, that's unfair. But there's no God-given right to attend a football game. There's no right to potentially put other people at risk because of illness. So for us, the goal is to ensure that it's a full house that is safe and secure. And we know now everyone can watch the game. It's not like there's a blackout. You can watch the game from home. But if everyone gets vaccinated, we won't have to worry about the individuals going to the game. We won't have to worry about potential spread to team players and things like that. Our goal is to ensure that that site is 100% safe, starting for the preseason, which of course would go into effect in July. The reason I'm talking about it today in April is we want this out there now so there's plenty of time for people to get vaccinated. There's plenty of time when the tickets go on sale for people to understand that if they want to go to the game, they need to be vaccinated. We're not announcing this 2 weeks before the season starts so that they have the understanding of that. Right now, of course, the Bisons will be playing in Trenton, and other discussions are going on. But we want to see full houses for every sporting event, but that would require everyone to be vaccinated. There are two facilities that are owned by Erie County. The football stadium and the hockey arena are both owned by Erie County. We do not own the baseball stadium, so it's a little different situation. But we'd love to see 100% at the baseball stadium, too, when games resume. But to do that, the only way you're going to get 100% people in the baseball stadium is if they're all vaccinated.
Would this require state approval as well?
We don't believe it does because this is our facility that we're owned, and if everyone's vaccinated, then it's a safe facility. But the state does not approve most of the things that state approves almost nothing that we do at the facility. I'm fairly confident the governor will probably say otherwise, but they approve almost nothing. Dan, something's going on over here. We own both the football stadium and the hockey arena. We have reached out I have reached out to the Bills organization and let them know, and I believe they're supportive of this. It's the goal is to get full house so that we're supporting our team. And the only way to do that, to ensure the safety of everyone, is to be fully vaccinated. And truthfully, if everyone's fully vaccinated, there really should be no concerns. It's not like you need to be at 50% or 70% if everyone's fully vaccinated. That's the goal, to reopen everything. And to reopen it, it's to ensure that people are vaccinated. Marley Tuskus, Channel 4.
Mark, I wanted to follow up with this. Obviously, with this plan going in place, how does this affect the players or the coaching staff at all?
I don't want to go into particulars associated with the teams. The teams do have their own restrictions in place. I think it's important that you would talk to the teams about that. Our goal is to ensure the entry of the individuals who will be sitting in the stands and will be working at concessions and security. I know that there is a high level of concern with regards to COVID-19 transfer among the teams. Last year when we had a football season, we didn't have vaccines. We have vaccines now. So when they were doing the constant testing and so forth, there was this serious concern about the players and the coaches getting ill, and a legitimate concern because there were many people coming together on a daily basis and then playing their games. But if I would hope that all players and all coaches, all staff for the teams are fully vaccinated. We've actually, as part of our work with the KeyBank Center, we have been vaccinating staff associated with the Buffalo Sabres. I know the team is planning on getting players vaccinated very soon. They've not all been vaccinated, but the goal is to make certain that every player gets vaccinated before they leave from the end of the season. So our goal is to ensure that everyone that will enter that facility, regardless of whether they're on the field or sitting in the 300 level at the arena or the upper deck at the stadium, is fully vaccinated.
So with the whole Bills Stadium thing, is that something that you guys are, you know, the county has the final say on, or what are those discussions with the Bills at this point? And I mean, is it set in stone that people need a vaccine to come to the game?
It is our intention to move forward with this plan. The county owns the facilities. The county health department authorizes the sale of everything at the facility, when the food and stuff like. We work with the Bills all the time on all kinds of issues, just like we do with the Sabres, which the arena is owned by the people of Erie County. And our goal is to ensure a 100% safe environment. I mean, people know, people get thrown out of the stadium every game for breaking the rules. It happens every game. People are tossed from the stadium for various reasons. It could be as simple as smoking a cigarette. Smoking a cigarette in the stadium will get you tossed from the stadium. And we've caught people doing it, and they're like, oh, I had to have my cigarette. Well, you just got tossed from the stadium because it's illegal to smoke in the stadium. Same thing with the hockey arena. If you got caught smoking in the hockey arena, which doesn't happen, at least to the stadium issue that we've dealt with, you'd get tossed. So I know people are like, wow, that's pretty strict, but we're trying to protect not only the people in the stands, but the players on the field, the concessionaires, our sheriff's deputies, the security guards. And the best way to do it is to ensure everyone's vaccinated. That's how we're going to get out of it. It still boggles my mind. I was reading a book last year on actually it wasn't a book, it was a digest on polio vaccine and how people took the polio vaccine because they realized how bad polio could be. And within a very short period of time, we eradicated polio pretty much as a problem. Same thing goes on with smallpox. You don't hear about smallpox because we eradicated it from vaccines. And now people are like, we have an opportunity to protect ourselves against the greatest viral killer we've seen in 100 years. And people are like, I'm not going to do it. And you can't prevent me from going to a football game. Well, we want to ensure the safety of our public. You have no guaranteed right in the Constitution to inflict illness on other people, just like you have no guaranteed right in the Constitution to attend a Buffalo Bills football game. It's a license when you buy a ticket. It's granted. You can be removed at any time. Our goal is to ensure that everyone in there is safe. So, yes, this is our plan moving forward. Okay. One more round. See if we can get it quickly. Back to WBEN, Mike Baggerman.
Yes. This is, again, about the requirement that people need to get the vaccine in order to go into the Bills Stadium. I'm seeing some questions about this in response, in regard specifically, how is this going to apply to kids, and how does this also apply to anybody who's trying to go to a game who doesn't even live in New York State, whether they're from Canada or Ohio or anywhere outside of the state?
Well, that's something we will deal with as we go through this. We certainly have time to do that. Right now, Canadians cannot cross the border. I'm hoping that by September we can all cross the border, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen in Canada anytime soon. It's quite apparent that we have individuals who do travel from outside the area. Well, we want to ensure that they were safe too, and we'd have to do that through a mechanism that allows it. We have plenty of time to do this. Children, we fully expect that as the authorization is given for children to be vaccinated, that they will have plenty of time to be vaccinated this summer. As we know, Pfizer has requested vaccination for, I think, 12 to 15 at this point. Moderna has asked for vaccine.
They haven't submitted it yet.
Oh, they haven't submitted it. It's coming. But Pfizer's asked for 12 to 15. I would not take anybody under the age of 12 to a football game. This is not a place where you want to have a kid. It can be a little raucous there. Regardless, we feel that most of the summer we're going to be vaccinating children because we feel like we're going to be in a pretty good position certainly by the end of May with regards to adults. I did not mention it, but we roughly have 3/4 of all 65 plus have received at least one dose so far in Erie County. So 3/4 of all our residents 65 plus have received at least one dose, which is higher than the New York State average and goal. So we've done pretty well with seniors. Seniors get it. They're getting vaccinated. Not every single one has. But our goal, and we've got plenty of time. This is not like the football games being held in 3 weeks. There's no spring football for the Buffalo Bills where the fans are. So our goal is to work through this to ensure that everybody who walks in that facility is vaccinated, and we are able to access it through the Excelsior Pass.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.